Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel. At a time in Israel's history of division, disobedience, and repeated defeat, the angel of the Lord appeared to a young man named Gideon and promised through him deliverance. As most of us would have, Gideon at first doubted God's ability, but finally he accepted God's reassurance and, in anticipation of promised victory, built an altar which he called Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is our peace. This word Shalom is one of the most significant words in the entire Hebrew Holy Scriptures. In our broadcast today, A.J. Overton, our Message to Israel voice for the current series on the names of God, looks into the peace God offered Israel and the peace he offers us. Mr. Overton.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer. Greetings, dear friends, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. We read in the book of Judges that Gideon built an altar to the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom, that is, the Lord send peace. Many individuals keep detailed diaries. Others simply make an effort to write down or make some record of special influential events and personalities in their lives. Even on today's highways and along the side roads winding through the villages and hamlets, one may observe memorial plaques and commemorative signs indicating the historical visit of a famous person or the occurrence of a significant event. Thus we have not departed greatly in our times from the actions of those ancient men who placed memorial stones, planted trees, and instituted special fasts and feasts. The erecting of altars was one of the most solemn and sacred memorial rites in the history of Israel. The altar that Gideon reared commemorated a special divine visitation. Gideon called the name of this altar after the God of Israel who appeared to him, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord send peace. Over two centuries had passed in the history of ancient Israel since the revelation of the last compound name of God, Jehovah Makadosh, Jehovah who sanctifies. Moses, the great leader, died. Joshua, who succeeded Moses and led Israel into the promised land of Canaan, died. Israel began to forget Jehovah their God and turned largely to the gods and corrupt practices of the people who surrounded them. The new generation scarcely remembered Jehovah Jireh, who had provided redemption out of Egyptian bondage through the blood of the Passover lamb. They were no longer mindful of Jehovah Rophe, who healed their diseases and sweetened their sorrows. They were defeated because they had turned away from Jehovah Nissi, who had been their banner of victory in every trial and struggle. They no longer, in a word, sanctified or separated themselves unto God, who, as Jehovah Makadosh, had sanctified them to his own glorious purposes. With the sense of their mission nearly gone, Israel lost her proper spiritual vision and became divided. To live, to increase, and to inherit only the physical as the fulfillment of their purpose left them open to the attraction of the materialistic gods and to the appetites and lusts of the flesh. With such forgetfulness and disobedience, Jehovah would not let them enjoy the land. Since Israel permitted her neighbors to trample under the spiritual seed sown in their hearts, God now allowed these same people to destroy and take away their physical harvest and vintage. The psalmist describes this sad time as follows. He, Jehovah, cast out the nations also before them, Israel. Yet they tested and provoked the Most High God, and kept not his testimonies, but turned back and dealt unfaithfully like their fathers. They provoked him to anger with their high places, and moved him to jealousy with their carved images. When God heard this, he was angry and delivered his strength into captivity. The book of Judges also records this time of Israel's sad vacillations of sinning and repenting. God's faithful chastening and deliverance would result in Israel serving him again, only to fall away at the death of the judge or deliverer God had used. The entire process would be repeated again. It is after several such cycles that we read, Jehovah delivered Israel into the hand of Midian 7 years. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made themselves the dens which are in the mountains, and caves and strongholds, and Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto Jehovah. It was in this context that the angel of Jehovah appeared to a young man in Israel named Gideon with the promise of deliverance. It surely seemed incredible to Gideon of lowly family and humble bearing that the challenging words could be true. Jehovah is with you, O valiant warrior. It is God's delight to choose for his service those who see themselves unequal to such a task. He was not ambitious in a selfish manner. Overcome with a sense of unworthiness and inexperience, Gideon sought assurance. Gideon asked the stranger to wait while he prepared a meal, the usual response of hospitality in the East. The impression made upon the mind of young Gideon was so strong that he prepared what might be equally a meal for a man or an offering to God. With what this stranger did with this offering, Gideon would learn who he was. The book of Judges records, "And the angel of God said to him, Take the meat and the unleavened bread and lay them on this rock and pour out the broth. Then the angel of the Lord put out the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread, and fire sprang up from the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened bread. Then the angel of the Lord vanished from his sight. When Gideon saw that he was the angel of Jehovah, he said, Alas, O Lord God, for now I have seen the angel of Jehovah face to face. And Jehovah said to him, Peace to you. Do not fear. You shall not die. Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and named it Jehovah Shalom. The Lord send peace, or the Lord our peace. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord send or giveth peace, clearly indicated Gideon's grateful acknowledgement of God's grace bestowed upon him. For the requested sign was more than Gideon expected, and he was alarmed that the calamity of death would result. Instead of the severity anticipated, the Lord said, Peace be unto thee. Fear not, thou shalt not die. The altar celebrated God's peaceful intention. Gideon discovered Jehovah's designs of peace. Only our sins cause our fears. To be at peace with God was Gideon's primary desire. The name Jehovah Shalom was also the expression of confidence for the future. God, who had given peace, would do so again. He is the unchangeable one. What he has proved to be, he will continue to be. He who spoke the word of peace to terror-stricken Gideon would also send peace to the needy nation of Israel. In a troubled world, Jehovah Shalom is still the one source of true peace. The word Shalom is one of the most significant in the Tanakh. Its various shades of meaning harmonize with the great doctrine of the atonement as the foundation of peace with God. Something of the uniqueness of this word shalom is observed in its manifold translations. Welfare, good health, to make good, restitution or repayment. Several times, shalom is given as perfect, the idea being wholeness or harmony with God. A most important usage of shalom is in the peace offering. The peace offering was one of Jehovah's appointed sacrifices whose shed blood was the atonement upon which reconciliation and peace were based. The basic idea of this Hebrew word shalom is harmony of relationship. It speaks of reconciliation based upon the completion of a transaction, the payment of the required debt. Shalom expresses the deepest desire and need of the human heart. Shalom represents the greatest measure of contentment and satisfaction in life. One of the great names of Messiah was Prince of Peace. Jerusalem, the city of the great king, means city of peace. It is no wonder that shalom became the most used greeting in the biblical lands. Jehovah Shalom finds its complete expression and final realization in Yeshua. The multitude of heavenly hosts sang of peace on earth at his miracle birth. He made peace through the blood of his cross in fulfillment of the peace offering. On the day of his resurrection, he declared, "Peace be unto you." He who quieted the winds and waves by the command, "Peace, be still," can bring peace to the heart in spite of human passion and selfishness. He is the Prince of Peace who wept over Jerusalem. He will return to bring peace on earth. Now Yeshua, Jesus Christ, says, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest. My peace I give unto you." Will you receive him and experience real peace? Shalom.